Commodity exports and aid inflows raise demand for local currencies, making them stronger. Governments fear depreciation because they depend on imported capital to finance infrastructure projects. A weak currency forces them to raise more revenue to pay back foreign debts. Depreciation also pushes up the cost of imported goods, including food, medicine, and fuel. Those are mostly consumed by city folk, who are more prone to protest than those in the countryside. Inflation hits industry too. Nigerian firms buy much of their machinery and inputs from abroad, and so are hurt by higher import prices, says Segun Ajayi Kadir, the Director General of the Manufacturers Association of Nigeria. Ethiopian factories import about half of their raw materials. Garment firms ship in fabric, shoemakers leather. Left unchecked, inflation erodes any boost to exports. Consider a 10% depreciation in the nominal exchange rate. That is, the rate advertised in newspapers or at a bureau de change. If domestic prices also rise by about 10%, then there is no change in the real exchange rate, which measures relative prices of domestic and foreign goods, and that is what counts. In practice, prices rarely jump that much. In 2012, IMF researchers estimated that in sub-Saharan Africa, a 10% depreciation typically results in domestic price rises of only 4%. But to maintain an undervalued real exchange rate, governments would have to limit inflation by containing local demand, for example by trimming public spending, notes Abebe Emro Selassie, the director of the IMF's Africa Department. As this is difficult, countries do not typically contemplate strategic undervaluation. Perhaps this is not a surprise. Much like tackling corruption or fixing the myriad other problems African economies face, strategic undervaluation is hard to pull off. It imposes real wage cuts on the workforce, notes Christopher Adam of Oxford University. So, you're imposing the cost on current workers and consumers for the benefit of future generations, he says. No wonder politicians prefer their exchange rates strong.